This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
So I'm Philip Patson, and I work these days more in the social change, creative change space. And my attendance has been to be part of two panel discussions. One on the interface between the disability and trans communities, and the other looking at issues around disability, mental health, and the queer, for want of a better term, communities.
What were some of the issues that were raised in those presentations?
I mean, I think that probably in the trans and disability forum, the issue of pathologization and medicalization was quite paramount. And how do we learn from each other about how to move what is often seen as a medical issue, you know, or pathology into the social context? How do you challenge the norms of society in a way that is constructive and makes positive change? And also, how do we as a community change our attitudes and behaviours towards each other to model that in the community? I think in the disability and mental health discussion, I think one of the big things was, I guess, we talked a lot about how disability and mental health shows up the importance of relationship and the conversation that we need to be continually having about how we connect with each other in different ways, and how do we, you know, not only talk about the rights of people, but make sure that we're upholding the rights of our own employees, for example. So, you know, people talked about being in rights-based organisations where something happens and it's a bit unusual and everything goes pear-shaped because, oh my God, we don't know what to do, so we'll just make that a problem and try and get rid of it.
You made a very interesting point in your first session about how within the space of 5 minutes, you can be abled or disabled depending on the environment that you're in.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the whole of society, it's not just about this community, we have to remember that, you know, we're all vulnerable and life is uncertain and there's a discomfort in that. And so I guess a lot of my work at the moment and the sort of conversation I've been bringing up at the conference is how do we sit with the fact that we are all vulnerable? Like, there's not a group of vulnerable people that we have to look after and everybody else is not vulnerable. Human beings are vulnerable, and when we deny our vulnerability, we get into disconnection. And so in order for us to be more connected, we need to feel comfortable with that vulnerability. And you know, people talking in this space are talking about understanding the beauty of vulnerability, you know, what makes us vulnerable, makes us beautiful. And so when we can say that, we can then connect as beautiful people connecting rather than fearful people connecting.
How do you take those ideas and take them outside of the conference and then put them into action?
I've no idea, Gareth. I mean, I think one of my learnings in the last few years is that we often focus on attitudinal change in this area, that it's all about, you know, if we get the attitude right, then suddenly everything will magically change. And the reading I've been doing around social change and influence as a tool of social change is that we actually need to find out what the behaviours are that cause change. Because, you know, you can have the best attitude in the world and not do anything, and nothing will change, because we live in a material world where action is really important. I mean, you know, thinking about what you do is really important as well, but then actually following through and working out what are the behaviours that make a difference. So I think beyond the conference, one thing that I think is a vital behaviour and that I'm committed to following up on is making a space in the community for people that want to have these difficult exploratory conversations, not because we want to come to a certain outcome, but just because it's good to keep talking and get into places where we don't know the answer and disagree and agree to disagree and feel vulnerable and uncertain and uncomfortable at times, but also experience the magic of being in that place, because that's where, you know, we can go, oh, like, I've never thought that way about something. Let's go away and try and do it this way instead of that way that we've been doing it for the last 10 years and wondering why it didn't work.
Has anything challenged you at this conference?
Anything challenged me? Getting into the Islet Theatre, where the disability panel was quite a challenge. It was ironic that it's probably the most inaccessible venue in the place. And to be honest, I haven't been here much, so I'm trying to think about what challenged me last night. Was that I went to a woman's event that a friend of mine was emceeing and said, come along, we'll get you one, it'll be cool. And my boyfriend and I arrived and we were just told we couldn't come in. And we sort of played with it and said, well, how do you know we're not transitioning, you know, like, how do you know that we used to be women? And so we had a bit of a, you know, a discussion about You know, if that was the case, how would it be verified? Who would we believe and stuff like that? And I think the challenging thing is again that I deeply respected the need for some women to have a space where somebody who represents an unsafe element of society is not going to turn up and ruin that experience. And so I deeply respect that, and it felt really sad to not be able to go in and hang out with my friends. You know, most of my friends are lesbians. So there's that uncomfortable place of transitioning. You know, I mean, it's a nice metaphor because it seems that one of the great things about this conference has been on the focus of transgenderism, and that seems to be, you know, really refreshing, fluid, new energy in our community. But also with that, the whole community is transitioning into a new understanding of gender and the role of gender in society, the role of gender in our community. So that was challenging, and what was nice was that we stayed, we sat outside, and a group of parents and kind of fringy academics and, you know, myself having unique function formed a group, you know, which felt like the fringe of the fringe. And it was one of the best nights I've had for ages. So we could have got pissed off and walked off in the huff. We stayed with the discomfort and had a great experience as a result.
What do you think you'll take out of this conference?
I feel a sense of change, of growing up, maybe of maturation of the community, where perhaps in the past we've been a bit looking at mainstream society to give us our rights, to accept us, to allow us to marry, to employ us, you know, a bit of a passive, perhaps victim-like, you know, space. And the other side of that is, you know, while we wait for that and feel hard done by, we have lots of parties and are quite sort of childish in some ways. Well, maybe not childish, but certainly I think I've noticed an adolescence about the community for a long time. And I think maybe now that we have all those things in more quantity and quality. It's not perfect by all means, but then maybe it is, because perfection is a balance of positivity and negativity. We can't have one without the other. So maybe I take away from the conference is is a slightly more inward focus of here we are. We've actually done a lot of work on the world outside us, and maybe now we need to do some work on our community internally, and maybe some different work which is far more playful and exploratory and defining new words, new ways to be with each other, and playing with gender and playing with, you know, fluidity and not having to be one thing or the other anymore, because it's, you know, because we have to, you know, have enough numbers to be noticed, that now we can begin to evolve and develop ourselves into a new version of whatever this actually is.
Skipping ahead 30 years, if somebody was listening to this 30 years from now, what would you like to say to them?
Well, I hope you're listening to this going, what the fuck, like, what's he talking about? Oh, yeah, I remember a time when, you know, there were, like, acronyms with 10 letters, you know, GLBTTFIQ, you know. And maybe you're thinking, isn't it great that we don't need to label ourselves anymore because we recognize each other without the labels, and maybe we are, you know, quite okay about being unique in some situations, and, you know, the magic of that, and being downright common and dull and monotonous in other contexts, you know, because life is, you know, life is both magical and monotonous all at the same time. So maybe that's what you're noticing, is that life is this strange paradox which doesn't need to be labelled.